Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You play right field.
Yes.
I play right field, too.
So?
Well, are you better than me?
Well, I never met you, but yes.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Coates. Welcome to the show. 813-693-2124 is the phone and text line. It is open all the time for you whenever you want. HMBRadio.com is the website. Again, there at your leisure. Go there. You can read about, what did I post this past week? I posted about Dina Hashem, who we're going to talk about in a little bit. She's a comedian who got in trouble for making a joke. Not even a joke, but the premise for a joke now. And she got a bunch of death threats online. We're going to talk about that in bedtime a little later. And I wrote about poor Daisy May, our new rookie linebacker, Devin White's beloved horse, passed away from dehydration. That's a bummer. You can read about that over there. Sorry to him. And the race, the St. Pete Grand Prix, is going to be sticking around. City Council signed a five-year extension, or 4 years? Four-year or five-year. I don't know. You have to go to hmbradio.com to read about it, because I wrote a little spiel about it, so you get all the local news. Now it's a news site now, and I try to make it a little more entertaining than the ordinary news that you get. So make sure you head over to hmbradio.com daily, because I usually post stuff daily. I try to, anyway. Social media, home_made_man. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Under that handle, Radio St. Pete is Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. I think I X'd my friend today. Not in a great mood, and maybe that could be why, too, but This thing where we're just like, you know what doxing is? When you kind of just put, you know, people's information. She didn't dox him, but she posted some screenshots of a private conversation, which the guy is a total douche. Okay, he said some really unflattering things about her friend's weight, called her fat, pretty much, because she rejected him. So he was hurt, and he used words to fight back against her. He's a dick, okay? Agreed. Now, what she went ahead and did was post those messages from a private conversation on her Instagram. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why don't you just block and report this guy? They'll delete his account. They'll suspend him for calling her names. Definitely, 100%. If he keeps it up, then you'll lose his account. You'll lose access to the platform. No, that's not good enough. We need to publicly shame this guy. We need to put his info out there. And then I go, what are you doing? You're inciting your friends to send this guy messages and calling him a loser and whatever else, because he's a loser. And you don't know what's going on in this guy's head. If he's going to do that, he might be mentally ill. He might freaking, who knows, shoot somebody, shoot himself. You know, I think probably not, but you never know with these people. He's obviously a jerk off. So, you know, she went ahead and published this information. I go, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I don't think anybody's going to mess with him. Well, why did you bother to leave his social media handle in there? You want people to message him. Stop lying. Again, you're lying. And she went, well, you call people out on Twitter, people that message you. I will if they send me a tweet that's in a public forum on a timeline. Yes, I will retweet them and be like, screw off, or whatever I decide to do at that point. If it's in a private message, I have posted stuff there too. However, I take away their account info and their name and their picture because it's in a private message. That's between me and that person. That's the difference. And we need to stop doing this crap because it's making everything worse. It's making everybody hate each other. And you don't get to decide, you don't get to start a mob because someone's a jerk to you. Use the block and report button. That is what they are there for. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this, you know, this guy's a coach or whatever. He coaches kids or something. So now he's going to, I mean, you know, someone calls up his school and goes, hey, this guy called this girl fat. They're going to be like, oh, he works with kids. He's going to lose his job now, potentially. Maybe. Who knows? This has happened before, though. It's not like there's not precedent for this to ever have happened. God, I just hate that. And it's so common now, and they just do it so willy-nilly. Like, it's no big deal. Someone said something to my friend, I'm going to say something back. Okay, go ahead, but don't send it out to your, you know, 1,000 friends on Instagram. That's just begging. And people are mean online. They're not the same as they're going to be in front of you. I don't know. And then maybe it's like, well, maybe he doesn't deserve to be a coach. But all they do is call her fat. Big deal. Toughen up. Block him. Report him. They'll suspend his account. If he keeps it up, they'll delete his account. 813-693-2124. All right. St. Pete announces a new affordable housing plan. St. Petersburg leaders announced Wednesday that a new plan to pave the way for more affordable housing in the growing city, where rent prices have shot up 46% over the past 5 years. Holy crap. Starting in 2020, St. Pete will allocate a total of $60 million towards projects to create affordable housing. Mayor Rick announced over the next 10 years, St. Pete will build 2,400 affordable multifamily housing units, create a new requirement for developers to pay fees towards an affordable housing pool, support the construction of 300 accessory dwelling units like carriage houses and garage apartments, provide 150 single-family lots for construction and new affordable homes, and help 3,200 homeowners stay in their homes through grants and a city funding as costs rise. Mayor Christman says the plan will help a total of 7,000 households over the next 10 years. The money will come from local and federal sources, including a $1.5 million in federal dollars from the Home Investment Partnership. The city will also use $2.5 million in state money from the State Housing Initiative Partnership. The city will use the remainder of the money from local funds, from the Penny for Pinellas sales tax, South St. Pete Community Redevelopment taxes, fees paid by developers, a linkage fee also paid by developers, and donation of existing city-owned land. St. Pete leaders say it's a necessity to invest in affordable housing projects. We must be able to provide affordable quality housing to those who aspire to live in St. Pete. This will expand existing programs and introduce new solutions to provide opportunities to thousands. Here's what you do, okay? Here's the deal with the St. Pete housing crisis. It's a mess. Nobody can afford to live here. It's totally changed. I've been here 12 years, I think. It was awesome. It was great. You used to see kids walking around with canvases all the time, guitars on their back. Now, it's tiny dogs and ladies that are just wine drunk in spandex pants. You know what it is. It's a yuppie town now, but that's what happens. This is the price of development, the price of a higher echelon city. Okay? You're going to get tiny dogs, and you're going to get wine-drunk ladies in yoga pants who have never done yoga in their lives while their husbands go to work for the banking industry, or they play for the Rays. They're doing something where they can afford to live in these high-rise condos that are put up. And it's making the city worse. I can't stand it here anymore. It makes me nauseous walking downtown. And I'm not being hipsterish, okay? It's just not... How many olive oil stores do you need in St. Pete? Not more than one. Guess how many there are? At least two. At least one too many. Just specializing in olive oil. Olive oil is expensive, okay? I get my olive oil from TJ Maxx, all right? I'm not buying that fancy crap. I'm not paying $22 for a cup of olive oil. It's delicious. I'm sure it's fantastic. I can't afford that. No way. You know why? I can't afford to live here. That's why. I got priced out, and I'm still living here. Because thank God for, oh, this would be a good time to say thank you to our first sponsor, Sumi Fink Real Estate, with Charles Rutenberg Realty. Let me pull up her info. Because Sumi actually found me a place that I could afford to live in. I'm not stalling. I'm just finding that this is just a good, this is a good segue. But I can't afford to live here, but Sumi was able to find a place, you know, for me to live. And whether you're renting, buying, any of that good stuff, she can help you too. And let me give you her phone number, contact info. It's right here on her website, 727-488-3729. You want to rent, you want to buy, you want to sell, Sumi's your gal. She can help you. Find her on Facebook at Sumi, S-U-M-I. Think, F-I-N-K, real estate on Facebook. Give her a like. And if you have a listing or whatever, please give it to her. All right? She's the best. She managed to find me a place to live in this godforsaken city that's way too expensive and has all the soul taken out of it. There's no soul here anymore. All the clubs are closed. Foo bar's closed. No more rock music. The Benz is the only one playing live music. They'll be okay. That's the hipster hangout. That's where all the kids hang out. But that's it. Warehouse District's gone. None of that's around anymore. There's nowhere to look at art. We used to do art shows all the time. No, not anymore. Studio 620 will still do it. That's about it. Maybe some bars and stuff. Derek Donnelly painted half the city with these murals. Guess where he's at? Pinellas Park. Because they gave him a bunch of money to grants and stuff to live there and paint there instead. He can't afford to live here. But this is the cycle. This is what happens. This is just how it works. This is economics. You need to don't build affordable housing, okay? Let us move. We'll leave. We'll go make some other city better and do the whole cycle over again. This is how it goes. And then this place will sit there and rot with the drunk ladies with the tiny dogs. And they'll be fine. And then, but eventually they'll be like, I don't like it here anymore. It's got no soul. It won't even have soul for them. For the ladies with the yoga pants who've never done yoga and a tiny dog. Okay? They won't even have enough soul for them, and they'll leave and they'll disperse and they'll go ruin another area that becomes hip next. But Pinellas County is just expensive to live in. You shouldn't live here. It's terrible. Leave. I beg you. But make sure you listen to the Homemade Broadcast. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, because there's extra podcasts that don't air on Radio St. Pete that I put out, usually on Thursdays. And you can only get them at hmbradio.com and on the podcast feed. So subscribe, HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. Click subscribe. Give it a 5-star rating. If you think a friend might enjoy this about tales of the city of Tampa Bay, share it with them. Retweet my stuff. Really helps. A news story like Daisy May's dead. Okay, it's sad. People want to know about that. Send condolences to Devin White, our new star linebacker here. Do it. It's a nice thing to do. And give thanks to our sponsors. You know, these people are helping me out, and they don't have to. But they believe in me for some reason, and I thank them. Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V, as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy is doing hair. She's got the Botox lady coming in for the ladies with the tiny dogs, wine drunk and yoga pants. They're coming in there. They're getting Botox done. Go visit her. A lot of salons will do it. Not as good as Chrissy does, though. Make your appointment today. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
This week in bedtime. Bedtime's some time that I spend with you in my bed or my car. Lately, it's just been in bed because I think you're sexy, and I just want to spend as much time with you there as I can, okay? This week, we're talking about Dina Hashem. Dina Hashem is a comedian who got in some trouble this week for making a joke, not even a joke, made a premise for a joke, and people got really mad, and she got death threats and all this stuff. So right now, I'm gonna tune you in to me direct from the bed. I'm going to serenade you and complain more on this week's bedtime. Right here on the Homemade Broadcast. Comedy's done. That's it. It's canceled. Comedy's canceled. Not comedians anymore. Comedy itself is canceled. I got in a fight with a guy. I came... Oh, shoot. What's his name? He calls all the time. Not Glenn. Rodney. Nope. That's not it. I don't know. He loves Anna. Most of these people that call in like Anna, and they tolerate me. And this guy called in. See, what happened was, it was Friday night, and before I did the show on Friday, had a few brewskis. And then I brought in a few brewskis. And I had many brewskis. Wasn't drunk, but, you know, feeling silly. I'm in a silly mood. I like being serious. I like talking about serious issues, serious things. But I enjoy silly. I like being fun. And I pissed Anna off, too. She wasn't feeling it either. And it could be that maybe my bit sucked. Not my bit, my spiel. So I was goofing off. I wanted to make fun of or mock the heat wave. Everyone's talking about this heat wave. It's 100 degrees in a lot of these places. Big deal. It's 100 degrees here every day. And it's going to be one day, and they're all, oh, you're going to be careful of the heat, people are going to die from the heat. Nobody's going to die from the heat. There's going to be people who die from the heat that day, and they're going to attribute it to the heat, but people die every day, okay? And I started off this thing, because Anna's talking about, you know, oh, we might have to do with climate change, and then I just started goofing off, and I just went on this tangent about how this is the media's narrative to control the narrative on climate change. This story, this heat wave. We need to protest the heat wave. We're not using air conditioning, okay? No air conditioning. You got to go out in the sun, lay in the sun, give the finger to the sun, okay? You can have water. No ice. The ice shelf is melting. Protest that. No ice. Obviously, it's absurd, and it's just silliness from a guy who's had 6 beers. And maybe it wasn't the funniest thing in the world, okay? Maybe it wasn't my best work. But obviously, I'm joking. I know it pissed on off, too, because we do kind of a serious show. Galvin called in from the Mike Calta show. He goes, I didn't know you guys talked about the stuff you talk about. We were talking about farts and stuff. I like talking about farts, too, but I don't know. We do the shows more serious, and I was being silly. And this guy called in, talked to Anna. He likes Anna. Wants to know if she's going on the Calta cruise. You know, says hello to Anna, doesn't say anything to me. Fine. Okay? I get it. You're calling for Anna. Everybody loves Anna. I love Anna. She's great. She's very good at what she does. And then I sit back, let him talk to Anna. I'm out. I'm tapped out. He doesn't want to talk to me. And then he throws in this jab that I'm being an asshole. an ass over this climate change thing. Because, yeah, obviously I'm serious that I want you to not use AC and I want you to give the finger to the sun and sit in... If you can't see that that's absurd, and I'm obviously joking around, I was gonna say you're a cretin. But I kind of get it. Because the world is absurd. The whole world is just unhinged. I see stories every day, and I go, I don't know if I want to share this or not, because I don't want to spread fake news and fake stories. And it's really, it's hard to tell sometimes. And I'm very frustrated because I do want to, see, I have this problem where I want to be taken seriously and not taken seriously at all. And you can't have both of those things. I have to be one or the other. But it's a constant tightrope walk where I'm trying to avoid either one of those things. I want to be both. I want to be taken seriously and not be taken seriously at the same time. I don't know how you do that. I'm trying to figure that out. Because sometimes I am serious. Sometimes, just totally effing around, goofing off, mocking things. Mockery is important. And that's what I feel like what my mission is to mock this silliness, this absurdity that's going on every day. I saw this story, this comedian got in trouble. What is her name? Oh boy. I'm going to write something about this on HMB Radio. So check that out, the blog post, hmbradio.com/news. You can get all the blogs and podcasts and stuff there. Dina Hashem did a joke about that rapper that died, XXXTentacion. He got killed because he went and brought $50,000, put it on social media that he had a bag of money, and he was going to buy a car. Somebody saw it, shot him, killed him, took the money, and ran away. And then her joke was that that's a great ad for Venmo, so you don't have to carry around that sort of cash on you. That was a punchline. It was just a ordinary pedestrian joke. But we live in absurd land, so somebody saw that, some stupid rapper saw it. Rappers are sensitive. Rappers are sensitive now, okay? That's where we're at. He got upset because she was mocking her friend's death. That's not what happened. But it doesn't matter. Because everybody has a say now with Twitter, and they can tweet at these people. I'm sure she's gotten death threats over this. Comedy Central, I think, just yanked her videos, and they probably want nothing to do with her now. This is the thing. Everybody has their thing. That's what everybody's forgetting. They get mad when it's their thing. Okay? They don't care if it's somebody else's thing. They think that's hilarious. You can mock that all you want, but if it hits close to home, nope, you can't do that. And we can't play that game, because then it's either everything or nothing. There is no in-between there. You have to have one or the other, and I vote for everything. Everything should be on the table to be mocked, made fun of. But, like I said, she wasn't making fun of a man dying. That's sick. They're mad at the premise of the joke. The punchline came from the premise of the rapper bringing $50,000 in a bag and putting it on social media. That was the premise of the joke. The punchline, that's a great ad for Venmo. Okay? So they're not mad at the joke. They're mad at even uttering his name and the objective reality that he was murdered. She's bringing attention to that and saying, hey, which is a good idea, rappers and rich people or whoever, don't carry $50,000 in cash and say that you have $50,000 in cash and put it on Instagram Live, because the outcome of that is some criminal might kill you and take that money. There's credit cards, okay? You go to the dealership, and I'm sure you can get a loan. You leave that money in the bank, and you say, I have $50,000 in the bank. I can prove it to you. Here's my statement. And then you finance the car. money transfer, wire transfer. Don't carry 50 grand. But she's the pariah now. And these are people with, they're either sensitive or they don't have a high enough IQ to understand that, and that's a problem. And these people have voices, and they're allowed to dictate not only themselves, but they get a group of them together, a bunch of dummies together, and then they go bitch at people, and then these corporations just don't, they're like, I'm getting too many phone calls, I gotta fire you. I don't know what to do. They won't leave us alone. And they're calling because of you. You gotta go. They'll forget. These people will forget. They say they won't. They will. They'll find something else to be mad at. But the power, this is the currency of victimhood. That offends me. I'm upset, okay? And it's not the individual, but when a group, a collective is upset, our culture is so nice that we bend to their will because we're nice. Had it. Stop it. Stop doing that. And these people get mad at things where they just assert their own meaning into it. You're responsible for not only what you say, but how people take it now. What the hell? You can't win. And the only way, you can't win, so don't play. I wanted to do radio and commentary and because I stink as a comedian. I tried to be a stand-up comedian. I wasn't good at it. I didn't like it. I liked being finished. I liked being finished when I did comedy. When I did my few shows that I did or open mics, I had such a rush from being done. It's much like the runner's high. That's a lie. The runner's high is that you get to stop running now. That was the same with comedy for me. That's why I like comedy, is because it mocks those people, people like that. It shows contradictions in the real world that you kind of laugh at and you go, oh, geez, I never thought about it that way. Yeah, that's true. And you can't do that anymore. The only acceptable joke is about Republican Congress people and senators and Republican politicians. Anything else, you're going to upset somebody. Sucks. It's terrible. I hate it. And I hope I can be a facilitator of change. I want to get back to having fun again. Make America fun again. Right? I think that is the way to go. Let's be fun. Let's understand that we are going to be offended sometimes. But context matters. Very important. Okay, that's it. Talk to you in a second.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 if you want to leave a voice or text message. HMBRadio.com is the website. Twitter and Instagram, you want to get a hold of me, home_made_man. And this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host every night at midnight right here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone FM, or you can hear it on the app at your leisure. You can just get the app. You can play the last show on demand. It plays on a loop for 24 hours. So if you're sleeping like a normal person, you know, you can sleep like a normal person and still listen to the show. It's great. So get that app, 102.5 The Bone, in the Google Play or iTunes, whatever you're using, you can find it. It's got weather, it's got traffic. It's your one-stop shop, so get that app. But this week we were talking about just more crap. It just continues on. And this week it was people on the internet are mad at plates. Yeah, they got mad at Macy's over some plates. Yeah, not even kidding. That's real, okay? That's what's happening in the world. So we're going to play that clip of Anna and I talking about people being mad at plates. A clip from Stay Woke right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
Let's talk about the fatties and why they're mad.
Well, all right.
They're an easy target, not just because they're bigger. Okay, that was rude. Apparently, Macy's is pulling some plates. that they made, some ceramic dishes. Apparently, it's like a plate, obviously, and there's like different levels to play. Like they have a little circle, a bigger circle, and a very large circle around each of these plates.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the smaller circle, it says right at the top, skinny jeans, right? Skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a tight outfit on a date or whatever, you know. And I could see, you know, they're trying to be silly, like, oh, skinny jeans, you know, you don't want to eat too much. And then the circle around it says favorite jeans, right? The ones that they fit well, not too tight, not super sexy, but, you know, you got some shape to them. And then the big circle on the plate says mom jeans,
uh-oh,
right? Yeah,
that
that's the level right. You got the maternity wear on. The expanding waistband. That's what you're looking for. So apparently Allie Ward from the internet said, how can I get these plates from Macy's? Banned in all 50 states. Now I'm going to click on Allie Ward's profile. And, okay. She's not that.
Oh, really?
No, she is not. She is ugly, but she is not fat. She's thin and ugly, which is also a thing. So she's not happy about this, and apparently she got 183 likes. She writes, Macy's removes dinner plates after Twitter upset. Seemed crazy to me till I saw the tweets on eating disorders posted by this woman, Allie, plus by Fix It. Also, quantity not relevant. Plate of fish, veggies, not the same as plate of pasta, pure carbs. Okay, you know what? Shut up. It's obviously a joke. It's one of those dumb. Yeah, have you ever seen like those coffee mugs where it's like at the top it says, shut up, don't talk to me. And then as it goes down, it's like, okay, now we can talk or whatever. Like those dumb things.
Right.
You know, and I hate to say this. This sounds very sexist, but I feel like I'm a woman, so I can kind of get away with it. But, you know, like something that says, like, I work out so I can drink wine shirts. Like it's in that category of obnoxious, like jokes when it comes to your wardrobe or any sort of like cutlery, home decor BS. Not my thing, obviously. But anyways, people were very upset about this, Will, because they think that it causes eating disorders. Like, you're going to be totally fine and perfectly content with your body, and then suddenly you're going to go to Macy's and be like, oh, I hate my body. Now I'm going to start slitting wrists and throwing up.
Now, I wonder, you said people are upset about this. Are people upset about this, or is this lady upset about it? And then some activist journalist picked up the tweet, because she probably follows her, and goes, oh my God, this is a problem. Let me write about this. And then they make it an issue. That's what I have a feeling this actually is.
Isn't that how it always happens,
that
right?
It is, yes. But then people say, oh, everybody's enraged on Twitter. And then you go and look, and the story finds three tweets from people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So they'll go like, oh, man, people are really pissed that Ariel is going to be a black lady. And then you go, it's three dudes on Twitter, and they don't even have a profile picture of themselves.
Right.
It's just some weird avatar. So is it a problem? And it's not, and second of all, number two, it's a joke, like you're saying, but it's also based in reality. Now, the less you eat, the tinier you're going to be, the less you're going to weigh, because you don't consume as much as... So it's just objective reality here, too.
Right, and there was another plate that said foodie, you know, smaller circle, and then the larger one said food coma. It doesn't say, like, thin and attractive, total fat ass. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It's just kind of telling you, like, if you eat, you may not want to be super bloated in your skinny jeans. Because, listen, I've been in that situation before. It is miserable, okay? I was out a few months ago with friends, and I overate, and I was wearing the tightest shorts that I own, and I was so uncomfortable, bloated, and then I was wearing heels, and I just wanted to be low to the ground, so now I'm bloated. Now I look like the Kool-Aid man, because I'm top-heavy with my, like, little legs compared to my enormous gut that's hanging out because I overate on bread and pasta, which isn't a problem, but I was definitely wearing my skinny jeans, and I was very, very uncomfortable. Maybe if I had these plates, I wouldn't have made that mistake.
Well, I don't know about that.
Probably
you still
not.
Make that mistake at least a few times a year. I've been privy to you making that mistake at least one time, where I watched you stop at several gas stations to pick up several different treats.
Yeah.
And it's really something to see, folks. Anna is very militant about what she eats.
Yeah.
Right now, she's got some strawberries.
Well, they're tomatoes.
Whatever that is. an empty thing of hummus. That was her dinner, okay? That's what she eats every day. Every time I see Anna, she has tortillas, all whole wheat garbage, nasty, placemats, blah, stinky poo, gross.
Like
then
them.
She eats her strawberry tomato things, whatever that is, and her hummus, and she puts it in with salad of some kind, spinach,
dressings,
dark
sprouts,
dressings in
tofu.
There.
Tofu.
Oh, it looks terrible. She eats it, and she goes, yum, yum, I like this. And I go, you're a liar. And she goes, no, I do. I don't eat for taste. I eat for the actual satisfaction that's going to give my body.
I don't hate it.
Okay?
Okay.
But then Anna, all of a sudden, one day,
unravels.
Snaps. She's under pressure constantly. She's battling. She's fat inside of her brain.
Yeah.
Okay? She's like me. She's like you listening at home. You're fat too. I know it. Okay? So she, in her brain, wants to eat donuts. That's why she goes home.
Who doesn't?
That's why she goes home almost at least 3 times a week and watches girls eat donuts on YouTube for hours. Doing this.
It's true.
Because she wants to do it herself so bad. And then finally, when the pressure builds so much, like Chernobyl, the rods came out and kablooey. And it is a disaster. And I just watched her pile just garbage. She went and got a cookie sandwich with ice cream and M&M's. It's two cookies. It's not even good. I've had those. They stink. They're not even good. But she was like, you know what? This isn't what I want, but it's close enough. What else did you get? Candy. Did you get candy too?
I think I got a candy bar, and then we went to Applebee's, and I ate all of my food.
Uh-huh.
And then Deba got some food. Your face is so disgusted right now. And she had some fries, and so I had a fry taco where I just took a tortilla, stuffed it with fries, and just ate the entire thing.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you hear
bad.
That at
it
home,
really
what
bad.
She did? That is disgusting. It should be a crime. She's not doing herself any favors, but she can't help it because inside,
well,
she's fat.
Sometimes you just got to let loose a little bit, you know?
She's a fat incel.
And you, Vol cell!
Okay.
I'm voluntarily celibate, not involuntarily. Involuntarily celibate.
You say so.
Bitch ass hoe. I think if anything, we're giving people, mostly young girls and women, eating disorders. Wouldn't it be something like, I don't know, Instagram? Mm. I don't know, magazines? I don't know, TV shows? It's definitely not these plates. Obviously, it's a combination of a lot of things. I feel like I've yet to meet a girl, actually, that didn't have a problem with an eating disorder. Not maybe clinical, but dabbled in unhealthy habits. I was definitely one. I think they call it orthorexic. It was a term that I've heard recently where you're just over-exercising and you're just not, you're kind of like disordered in your eating, but you're not considered bulimic and you're not anorexic.
Mm.
So, but this happens all the time. If anything, it's obviously like a conglomerate sort of effect of like society and maybe people making fun of you at school and how you feel like you should be and maybe a few magazine ads and things you see on TV, Instagram, those sorts of things combined maybe telling you that what you are isn't good enough. Or maybe, and I think that this has a big effect too, is that if you have, you know, like a mother in the home or maybe even an older sister, and they have a really bad body image, and not that they just have the bad body image, but that they vocalize it like, oh, I look so fat in this, or I look so bad in this, and they're saying that out loud, and you are picking that up as a kid, I feel like that could probably have an influence. It's very hard to kind of tease these things apart because psychological disorders, there's a lot of input going into a person, right? Their genetic makeup, who raised them, where they went to school, their friends. Maybe someone said something to them in second grade and they carried it with them through life. Like, there's so many different experiences and factors that go into someone having something like an eating disorder that it's hard to kind of pinpoint where it's coming from. But I would say it's probably from a few different sources, not these place being one.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And then, like I said, this comes from one lady bitching, and then some journalist follows her on Twitter and writes about it. And these companies go into panic mode because they go, uh-oh, we're getting heat for this certain product. It's just easier for them just to pull the damn product. However, this is negotiating with terrorists.
It's true.
And everybody knows you do not do that, because if you give these people an inch, they take everything they possibly mm-hmm. can. So, I mean, in this case, it's easy. You just take the plates off. But
it's the principle.
But, like yeah, what if people want to own those plates? Now, I'm not allowed to own these plates because this lady's upset. And who is she? Why does she get to make these decisions for everybody? Just because one lady complained, these companies have to stop this. I mean, just let it. If you wait a week, maybe 2 weeks, you're going to stop getting tweets. And then you're going to start getting tweets about something else.
Do you apologize
because
then?
Because it never... For what?
I'm asking, like, what's the recourse? If they're calling out to Macy's and there's, like, a riot of people, an angry mob, what do you do if you don't remove the plates? Sorry, don't buy them? Is that what you say? Is that what the HR department says?
I mean, yeah. Even if 100 people are mad, right? There's 300 million people mm-hmm. in the country that don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Or at least aren't vocalizing it. Probably most of them couldn't care less. And then the rest are probably like, I like these plates. I bought them. Probably more than 100 people have bought the plates total in Macy's.
Right.
So if it's just kind of majority rules, this is a representative republic we have here.
Yeah.
A form of democracy.
Right. But unfortunately, the people who are the loudest, it makes them seem like larger numbers, right? When that you have maybe even 100 tweets coming in, it can seem like a tidal wave, right? But in reality, it's not, like you said, it's not that many people. But those are the people that are the loudest. So, you know, the greasy, what do they say? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yeah.
And that's a problem. That's one of the really bad things about social media, and especially Twitter, have created, is it allows these small mobs to have so much power in the society
because,
where they get the
right because they tag someone like Macy's that has, let's see how many followers.
I mean, probably a couple hundred thousand, if not millions.
938,000.
Right.
So then everybody that's following Macy's is going to see this tweet, and then it just creates such a fire.
And it's some, you know, 22-year-old who's fresh out of college that's running this account. She's panicking. She doesn't know what to do. She's getting 100 notifications saying that Macy's is, you know,
like a fat shaming,
a problematic,
right.
You know, for their fat shaming people. And she's going, oh my God, I don't know what to do. She sends it to her boss. Her boss panics, sends it to her boss. And then goes, we'll just pull the damn plates. It's fine.
I don't want to deal with it.
It's just easier that way.
And Macy's has so many products. Like,
right.
They sell, like, purses and clothing and shoes and ceramics and home decor. Like, what's a few plates? Who cares? I don't want to deal with this BS. And they pull it. That's what happens. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, you know, what if it is all just a marketing ploy? I mean, you know, Amazon's killing everything right now.
Yeah.
So what if there's a possibility it could just be, you know, like a, what do they call it, trolling or whatever, you know, where Macy's self set up? I'm just throwing that out there, you know, just kind of thinking about it. I mean,
like getting free press. Yeah, I mean, it could be like Macy's getting free press out of this thing, although I doubt it because there's so many of these lunatics on Twitter that do this stuff that these people who just
don't eat the plates, man.
Huh?
Just don't eat the plate. I would say it's fine. You would be fine. Just don't eat the plate itself.
Don't eat the plate. Yeah.
Don't eat the
plate. Definitely don't eat the plate.
Nice. All right, man.
He just cracked himself up.
Later,
all right, thanks for calling in, man. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I wish we had more time, but I would love to hear from people that, I mean, we don't have enough time, but that suffered from an eating disorder. And if they can kind of, I feel like those are the people to ask. Like, if you can try to pinpoint, which they probably can't even really articulate, but maybe you have some early memories of maybe something your dad said or something your mom said, and kind of parse out and see, like, where is this pressure coming from? I would say, if anything, it's coming now from social media, because that's where everybody goes for their news about how they're supposed to look, what's going on, what people are thinking, what's trendy, what's fashionable, you know, all of that.
Well, it's certainly not, I guarantee you, 100% I put my life on it, that it's not the plates
of course
that are causing
not.
Them to have the eating disorders. And it's always the people who get offended on behalf of this ugly, skinny lady. It's always people who are like getting the backs of other people.
Right.
You know, it's never the people who are afflicted with the disorder that are upset about this stuff.
Right. They've had a bigger fish to fry. And I feel like they're used to, you know, the ridicule and stuff like that. It's the people who would want to be the martyrs of the body positivity.
Busybodies.
Right. And to me, like, again, I can't even, like, I've seen several occasions where I've seen something, either whether it be a shirt or anything that's marketed, anything you can buy, and be like, oh, that's a bad idea. You know, oh, they're going to take that wrong. But I just carry on with my life. But two, I can't even imagine being in the state of mind where you're like, I'm really offended on behalf of someone else. I'm going to take time to construct this tweet, retweet, send it to Macy's, and then try to like make a few phone calls. This is ridiculous. I can't believe how outrageous you have. If that is how you are spending your time, kill yourself, honestly. But freaking kill yourself, because you're not doing anybody any good service. You're just serving yourself as you always do, and you're being a goddamn loser whore.
We live in the upside down.
We really
Everything
do.
Is opposite. Fat people are hot now. That, the media ain't putting nobody in there that's just a normal looking, like, blonde, classically beautiful chick. It's always some fatso that may be pretty, but it's just everything's backwards. They'll highlight Leslie Jones, for example. Leslie Jones, very funny lady, not
debatable.
Particularly a looker.
No.
Okay? But they put her on the beauty magazines and go, look at her, she's gorgeous. Leslie Jones is a 4.5 out of 10.
That's generous.
And that's I agree. But give me a break. And that's when they dollar up in the fashion magazine.
Yeah.
She's not hot.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. They all have an agenda to try to make everybody, you know,
well,
everybody's hot.
Trying to
no.
widen the base now, you know.
But
so they can.
It's not
they
true.
They can market. I agree.
It's a lie.
They can market to anybody and be like, oh, well, if Leslie Jones can make the cover of a magazine, maybe I can. I'll support this magazine. I want to read it now. I don't know anybody who thinks like that. It's funny because people used to aspire to be beautiful, and now it's kind of like a different movement where it's like you're okay the way that you are, and not only that, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're just incredible. And it's like, no, you're not. Not everybody gets to win the Olympics because not everyone is a stellar athlete, and not everyone gets to grace the cover of a beauty magazine because not everyone is beautiful. That's just a fact.
And it's really weird. It's not really don't be classically beautiful. It's rebel against those standards, that construct that's there. It's not a construct. It's just nature. So they rebel and they're, you know, they gain a bunch of weight. They don't shave their armpits. They don't wash their hair.
Which is fine.
Do whatever you want.
Right.
By the way, all for it. Freedom. Go for it.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to bang you. And I know you're probably like, I'm going to change my whole persona now. I get it. You don't want to bang me either. But don't be surprised when a lot of people don't want to have intercourse with you.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. Like, you can live your life however you see fit. That's totally fine. But then to demand that other people find you attractive is where I believe Will and I have issues, right? Like, you can, again, you can live your life, do whatever you want to do. But then when you try to force us to view you as beautiful when we, in fact, do not think that you are beautiful, you need to frig off, actually. That's what you need to do.
Get bent.
Get.
Leave me alone.
Bent.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke Midnights 102.5 The Bone. I want to say thank you to HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcasts with an S.com is my media consulting site. If you're interested in learning how to podcast, whether you know, your business and wants to reach new and existing clientele, or just want to start a new hobby, it's fun. I can help you because I'm talking to you through that way right now. So give me a call, 813-693-2124, or visit me at homemadepodcasts.com. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye to you. I hope you have a great week. I hope you don't dox anybody. I hope you resist the urge to punt a small dog that some lady in yoga pants is carrying around. Don't do that. It's not nice. I encourage you to stick around for the indie circuit if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, followed by Frankfurter's Jazz Show is next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Stay tuned for both of those programs. You're going to love them. And if you're listening on podcasts, thank you so much. Remember, you get the HMB sides, which are only available on my podcast feed and at hmbradio.com every Thursday, and blog posts and all that good stuff. So be sure to check it out. My name is Will Kuntz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio. On Radio St. Pete. Have a great day and a great life, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.